any dog lovers in here tonight? You notice the way I said that word? I said dog. That's D-A-W-G, dog. That's man's best friend I'm talking about. Lovable, loyal, and lop-eared. Bring you brandy when you're lost in a snowdrift. Lay his grizzled snoot up on your knee and look up at you with those big, limpid brown eyes and say, I love you, I'm a dog. And then there are dogs. D-O-G-S. Yip-yaps. Weigh about a pound and a half apiece. Bejeweled, beribboned, beferred, pomaded, powdered, painted toenails, rhinestone collars designed by God and nature to be trolled in the wake of a slow-moving boat in search of large trash fish, such as hammerhead sharks, yip-yaps, canine closet queens. Well, every time I come to town, the boys kicking my dog around. Well, it makes no difference if he is a hound. They gotta quit kicking that dog around. And I went to see my friend Still Bill. I said, Bill, I got a little .22 rifle I'd like to trade off. You got anything you want to trade? He said, yeah. You want a dog? I said, Bill, overlooking the fact that the animal is a bit puny, overlooking also his anatomical idiosyncrasies, I am interested, but I wonder, before we finalize this deal, would you mind leading the animal in question out into the yard, please? Now, I don't know that much about trading for horses, dogs, and such, but a man told me one time, if you want to find out the truth about the merchandise, you get the other fellow and lead him out in the yard before you give him anything. Bill got a piece of rope, tied it to the dog's collar, headed for the door. The dog followed along, a model of canine obedience, ran slap into the door jam head first. He backed him up, had another shot at it. The dog bounced off the door jam, slewed down the step, ricocheted off the chopping block, skidded over the yard, fetched slap up against the smokehouse with his feet up in the air. I said, Bill, you were trying to trade me off a dog at a stone blind. He said, Gal, this dog ain't blind. She just don't care.